This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is a good time where we can teach our kids very valuable lessons of life. In this whole Gaza situation that's been taking place, the one thing that really brings tears to my eyes, just to see how thankful and how much shukr and how much gratitude, wallahi, these people in Gaza can teach you and I here in the West. There was a child that was asked a question. Would you like to live? Or the question was, what do you want? He says, I would like to become a shaheed. So the person asking the question said that you can stay alive or become shaheed. You want to become shaheed? He says, yes, I'd rather become shaheed. He goes, why would you want to be shaheed? He says, at least I know that if I become a shaheed, I'll get bread in Jannah. Think about that for a moment. That's all he wants. I just want bread in Jannah. Subhanallah, you see photos, you see videos where small children are crying. They have wounds on their bodies. And there's an adult sitting next to them and he's saying what? Qul Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And then after a while, this small girl, she says, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. You see people who have, their houses are blown away. They have no place to live. And when they're being asked, that what do you do now? They say what? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Wallahi, I see videos after videos, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, because when we look at their situation, we have no reason to be unthankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are children whose names are being written on their body before they go to sleep, in case no one can identify them after a certain incident that may take place. Do you and I, we ever go to sleep in that situation? When people are being asked over there, what do you want? What do you want? The people are saying, the adults are saying, all I want is just a peaceful night of sleep. Because when I sleep at night, I don't know if I'm going to wake up in the morning. I don't know if I'm going to have to run mid-sleep. Do you and I think about it? When we go to sleep at night, no matter how much Islamophobia that may exist within our society and overall around the world, but do we sleep at night thinking like this? No, we sleep in our homes. Today, we are not worried about the things that our brothers and sisters and our young children are thinking about in Gaza and Palestine. Brothers and sisters, we need to teach, first of all, for us, this is a good time when we see these kind of things, we say what? Alhamdulillah. And not only that, but while we are, this is a time of the year where we can spend some quality time with our kids. Show our kids not the really horrific scenes, but show our kids, look at these people who are getting together and they have nothing, but they're saying Alhamdulillah. Let's teach our kids to learn how to say Alhamdulillah. When they go into the closet and they have so many clothes and they feel like I have nothing to wear, no, teach them, say Alhamdulillah. When they open up the refrigerator and it is stocked from top to bottom and they still say I have nothing to eat and they get upset about it, teach them, show them, look at these kids in Gaza. Look at these kids all over the world and what they have to live through. When they go to the restrooms a little dirty, you go over the world, there are still Muslims living in very poor conditions. Who, if you look at their restroom, you not even want to go to the restroom. Teach them to say, Alhamdulillah. Wallahi, I saw a picture of three men. Each of them are missing a leg. They're on crutches. But they're sitting down and they have a very big smile, a very beautiful smile on their face. And they're talking to each other. Today, think about our own kids today. You know what causes them anxiety? Not having dinner. What causes them anxiety is losing their AirPods. What causes them anxiety is that if they lose a friend on social media, this is what causes them anxiety. Let's teach our kids, brothers and sisters, what true shukr is. This is a good time to teach them, show them, so that when our kids grow up, they understand the importance of gratitude. Quickly, inshallah, I'm going to share with you four things that we learn from the Quran when we talk about gratitude. The very first thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned many verses of the Quran where at the end He says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. I gave you such and such blessing, perhaps you may be thankful. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that there are some people who are going to show their gratitude and there are some people who are not going to show their gratitude. When we look at, once again, when we look at these brothers and sisters, these young children, our young children in Gaza, wallahi, we should say alhamdulillah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran when it comes to shukr is that He sometimes puts us in a situation that then it reminds us to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to this verse of the Quran. Allah says, قُلْ مِنْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, remind them, O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that imagine your situation. Allah gave examples of the ship in the past when people would travel by ship and there was a strong wind. There were high waves that would come about and you thought that you would lose your life. Or in our situation, because we don't travel by ships, imagine you're in an airplane. And the pilot says, buckle your seatbelt because we're going to hit some air patches along the way. And there's going to be some turbulence. And at that time, you put away everything. You put away your headphones. You put away everything. And you don't say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Why? Because you know that our situation is purely in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one who can save us over that ocean, over that sea, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at that time, Allah says, in that situation, لَإِنْ أَنْجَانَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. If we save you from that calamity, from that potential calamity, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, then hopefully this will remind you to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And often, you know, subhanAllah, a scholar said that when we talk about shukr, a lot of times we're only thinking about what Allah has given us and what we have. But imagine if you and I have even committed a sin and no one knows about it. Who's the one who hid it? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who hid that sin from everyone. Had people known in the community of the sin that you and I, we committed, we may not be able to show our face in the community. We may not be able to show our face to our friends, our family members and so forth. Sometimes even in those kind of situations, we need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has protected our dignity. He has protected our izzah. Another aspect of looking at shukr and gratitude is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. This is a common verse that we find in the Quran. The most people are not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says another verse, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. There's only a handful of people. There are very few people who are truly thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another verse Allah says so beautifully. He says, listen to this. He says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً. Allah gives us an example of a community. كَانَتْ آمِنَةً. They were safe. They were safe. And this in itself is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَنْ أَصْبَحَ مِنْكُمْ آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِي. Whoever spends the morning and they are in a state of peace and security within the confines of their home. مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِي. And they have health in their body and so forth. عِنْدَهُ قُوتَ يَوْمِي. And they have the provisions of that one day. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا. Is as if they have the entire dunya. When you look at our brothers and sisters in Palestine and Gaza, many of them don't have anything. And many of us here, the majority of us here, we have all these three things. Waking up in the morning when you have your family around is wallahi a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I saw a video, there was a child who was asked, what do you want? You know what the child said? He says, I just want to know if my father is alive or not. That's all he said. I just want to know if my mother is alive or not. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, once again, we have so much to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. So Allah says, I give you the example of a city or a group of people. They live in peace and security. And then Allah says, كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان. Allah is giving them and providing them sustenance from everywhere. فكفرت بأنعم الله. Instead of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result of them showing their ingratitude to Allah, Allah says, فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْعُونَ. As a result of their actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought upon them hunger and fear upon them. Allah affected them from a financial perspective. They suffered financially, but also in terms of security, they also suffered. When we have things, we may not have the best, but when it comes to our blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't compare to ourselves to those who have. We always compare ourselves to those who don't have. And finally, we find in the Quran also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Be amongst those who are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way to show our gratitude to Allah is, number one, saying Alhamdulillah. Number two is understanding that even what we don't have, it may be from the rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also understanding the way we can show our gratitude to Allah is through our worship, is through staying away from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. Yes, brothers and sisters, this is also a way to show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Staying in the confines within our sharia is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is us telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, I value every single blessing that you have given me. And as a result of that, I stay within the confines of our sharia. Yet you and I, we go so many times out of the boundaries of our sharia, we commit haram, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has not taken away the blessings you and I, we have. Think about if you and I committed a sin and Allah took one's eyesight away, and we commit another sin and Allah took another eyesight away, and every sin that you and I, we commit, Allah took away one blessing at a time. Wallahi, we will be deprived of all the rahmah and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah is not that type. Allah gives and He gives and He gives, and even we commit sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not take away. This is why we show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that we have, the money that we have, the eyes that we have, the limbs that we have, every single khair, every single good that you and I, we have, brothers and sisters, the attitude of a believer, as Imam Ghazali mentions, the attitude of a believer is, whatever I have, whatever Allah has given me, I will use it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is called shukr, and that is called gratitude. So I conclude on this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us shukr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the shakirin. Allahumma ja'alna min ash-shakirin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us more. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all those who are going through any kind of challenges, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their challenges. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, and not only in Gaza, but our Muslim brothers and sisters in India, in China, and wherever they may be, wherever they are oppressed, our Muslim brothers and sisters, wherever they may be, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide them His nusra. Ameen rabbil alameen. Wa jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.